News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
The investigation into the murder of Anne Widdecombe continues. Counter-terrorism police now leading the investigation after new information and evidence emerged in the initial investigation. I'm joined now by Edwina Curry. Edwina Curry, of course, a political colleague of Anne Widdecombe, also a university colleague of Anne Widdecombe's. And Edwina Curry wrote about the passing of Anne Widdecombe. But at the point at which she wrote a very touching obituary about her and about the relationship that they had had, both as politicians and as students together, it was believed to be a death of natural causes. Edwina, it must have been very shocking to you to realise what had happened to Anne Widdecombe.
Good morning, Anton. Absolutely. I think the day we realised that she'd been murdered was one of the worst days of my life. And you think to yourself, my God, what's happened? How could anybody do this? You're a frail 78-year-old lady, I'm 79, living on her own in a country cottage. Guess who's doing the same? I am. With a very high profile, thoroughly enjoying life, being on radio, being on TV. What am I doing now? And somebody seems to have walked in and battered her to death. And oh my God. And it became a really awful, the whole thing really awful, not least because both Anne and I were in the Commons when we knew somebody else who has also recently been killed, called David Amos. He was my PBS. He was my parliamentary assistant when I was junior minister, one of the loveliest people you could hope to meet. And he was murdered in his constituency. We had another one immediately just before the referendum in 2016, Jo Cox, a young woman who had only been elected for a year. And it happens to people in all parties. It's not just one party. It's happened in Northern Ireland. It happened in Brighton in 1984 when the IRA tried to kill the whole cabinet. Being a public face of politics is a dangerous game. I think it probably always has been. But
has it though?
It, I mean, really came home last week.
If you separate out the IRA's active terror campaign and you look at the period after that, there was probably a sense where you might have thought that it was a more secure career. Whereas, as you say, if you look at the deaths of David Ames, Joe Cox now, Anne Widdecombe, the Home Secretary saying that it raises questions about the security of everybody in public life, would you not have a heightened sense of fear and risk now than you might have 10 years ago?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I had the alarm man round yesterday just checking everything was working and taking me again through the various procedures. And I should not be frightened. We should not be frightened. We should be fearless in our willingness to stand up and be counted, to say things that are not going with the flow, to say things and to argue for points of view which are not popular, to do things which are not popular if we're in government. Otherwise, you just have a complete collapse of government, and that's not desirable either. And I really worry about it. And I think we could do better. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. When I first became a minister and the IRA was rampant, we had special branch. Our special branch came to check over my house. And they said, you need to put in an alarm system. We'll do it for you. But you'll have to pay. What? So under Margaret Thatcher, we actually had to pay for our alarm system to be put in, but they were good ones. I think there's a strong case for saying that Parliament should enable these sort of activities, obvious activity like alarm systems and cameras and so on, to be put in. After that, you've got to be sensible. I mean, you run an advice bureau somewhere, anybody can walk in. And that's part of democracy.
Well, can I ask on that? Because that thing of it being at the heart of democracy, that's one of the things that I wonder is, we do not know and won't until the investigation concludes what the motivation was for the attack on Anne Widdecombe. But people will draw inferences. And I assume that the two inferences that will be drawn by a lot of people will be, first of all, that politics as a career is not necessarily a great choice. And secondly, that if you enter politics, the expressions of opinions that may be unpopular or that may be offensive, that it has a chilling effect and make people say, I won't do it.
I'm sure that's right. It's not so much the worry about being murdered that stops people coming into politics. It's the endless criticism, the endless scrutiny. Barack Obama used to say that he was worried about just blowing his nose. And the feeling that you have to be absolutely perfect, and yet if you're absolutely perfect, you're not going to be able to take difficult decisions. So that's, I think, what puts off good people, because good people are always perfectly capable of having wonderful careers, much better paid careers elsewhere. But the fear of being murdered is something on a different degree entirely. And I think we could do something about that. And it's a bit like, you know, why does anybody join the police or the Garda? Why does anybody join the army? You know that you're putting your life at risk. You know that you could face something terrible. You do it because somebody has to. You do it because without it, we are all the poorer. You do it because otherwise we have a more lawless and more disintegrating society. So you do it because you do it for selfish reasons. You do it because you want to live in a good place. And that's why good people come forward. Good people, including Anne Widdecombe.
Edwina, good to talk to you. Thank you very much for coming on this morning. Edwina Curry, former Conservative MP and Minister. 53106, if you have a view, or 087 1400 106. And just to reiterate, counter-terrorism police now leading that investigation into the murder of Anne Widdecombe. Anne Widdecombe, I should say, following new information and evidence. And a 28-year-old man has been rearrested on suspicion of commission, preparation or instigation of acts of terrorism.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.